Anchorage's controversial labor law, commonly referred to as AO 37, will be on the ballot this November. The mayor and his administration want voters to vote yes to keep it. The municipal unions want voters to get rid of it. KSKA's Ann Hillman spoke with both sides and has this report.
AO 37 is called the Responsible Labor Law. The version that passed in 2013 and that the Assembly tried to repeal twice is 36 pages long. Tucked into the endless verbiage, deletions, and changes are four main points. Mayor Dan Sullivan says one of the goals of AO 37 is to make the municipality more efficient and save money by standardizing benefit packages, overtime pay, and holiday schedules.
And so when you've got department heads trying to manage a workforce, and that workforce has different holiday schedules, different definitions of overtime, different benefit packages, it gets to be really difficult and complicated to manage that workforce.
He says standardization makes the cost of union contracts more transparent to taxpayers as well, though all union contracts are already posted on the municipality's website. Another major change from the original 25-year-old labor law is the elimination of all pay incentives. Unions can no longer bargain for increased pay for specialized training or for earning a college degree. The mayor says the incentives don't provide any benefits to the city. Police Sergeant Gerard Aslin says those pay incentives aren't just bonuses. They're necessary for recruiting top-quality candidates to do things like join SWAT teams or develop critical thinking skills through higher education.
I would suggest to you that what we're doing is failing to recognize the additional work, responsibility, liability that people take on over and above the average job.
Aslin argues incentives are needed to balance quality of life issues, like being called to work on holidays. He says not all of the incentives are monetary. Which brings us to point three, management rights. Aslin says it's easier to work a dangerous 24/7 job, like being a cop, when you know you have a say in when you work. He says even though he knows he could get called out at any moment, controlling his overall schedule gives him a way to balance work and home life. AO 37 takes away that right and gives it to management. Sullivan says that's how it works in the private sector, and it should be the same in government.
What's the definition of management? You manage your workforce. What does managing your workforce mean? It means you decide what shifts, what schedules, who gets assigned what work at what time. That's what management does.
Sullivan says the decisions would stay with department heads. Aslin says previous and present administrations have tried to override department scheduling decisions. And finally, AO 37 prohibits strikes and binding arbitration. If the administration and the unions can't reach an agreement during negotiations or mediation, an arbitrator will choose between the two sides' last best offers. Then the Anchorage Assembly will vote on it. Aslin says it's not fair to the employees.
Under AO 37, it creates a structure where the municipality can start with something that's completely unreasonable, stick with it throughout the entire process, go to an arbitrator, and if a supermajority of the assembly doesn't approve it, it goes back to the management's last best offer. So there's no compelling interest to bargain in good faith when you know you hold all the cards, and in the end, you get exactly what you want.
Sullivan says the new process puts the decision into the hands of the locally elected assembly instead of an arbitrator from outside. He says Anchorage residents can vote assembly members out of office if they don't agree with their decisions. Those elections happen in April. The decision to vote AO 37 on or off the books happens on November 4th. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.